for she still regarded him as the impressive and remote conductor of the Hamburg Opera, who so tirelessly forced her into the role of Elsa. But gradually she found herself able to address him as dear Otto, and to join him in recollections of those good old days, remembering that then Laura was in love with him, but he did not reciprocate it, and one cannot help wondering whether now he had at last come round to feeling fondly for Laura, while she had no such ideas about him anymore. It is a charming, often humorous correspondence, with Klemperer telling her about his production in Fidelio at Covent Garden, and Laura telling him her blasphemous ideas about the last act of Tristan and Isolde. They met in Zurich in August 1972. Klemperer came to see Laura, and the photograph shows it. In 1959, Laura and I were in some place not far from St. Moritz. Oh, first of all, in 1940, Klemperer visited us on the mountain and played the organ, and his wife, who thought he was with his lady love, tried to pursue him over the mountain and got lost. And Laura and he were on the best of terms, and had always been on the best of terms. And in 1959, I had a sunstroke from running in the blazing hot sun at a high altitude to see a glacier that Laura didn't want to see. And I parked her in a hawkish thing. Well, I ran to see the glacier and ran back again, and as a result, I either had heat prostration or sunstroke or whatnot, but in any case, I was absolutely in a state the next day. Laura announced that we were going to visit Klemperer in St. Moritz, and I said, oh, I didn't want to drive her there. She, oh yes, you have to. So I said, well, I'll go on one condition, that is that I can stay in the car. So I sat in the car while Laura went in to see Klemperer. Out comes Laura Klemperer, grabs me and insists that I come in to be with them. I was so sick I couldn't even say boo. And she dragged me in and I had to sit while Laura and Klemperer laughed uproariously for the rest of the afternoon. They'd been intimate friends all those years. Now that is from the Lehmann press notes in the Metropolitan.
That's what it says in the index? Mm. That's what it says in the index?
Yes.
Well.
In the references. Now, what do I do about that?
What do you mean, what do you do about it?
Well, should I tell the Metropolitan if their notice is a cuckoo? I forget who has charge of that. I could find out.
Well, you could do that, or you could just tell Mr. Jefferson.
Their friendship went on through the years. Basically, I remember what we went through when he had his brain tumors. And she saw him frequently. I hated him. But I didn't know him before he had his operation, and then his face was very skewed. But I just didn't like him. I liked Laura's Klemperer very much.
Laura was his wife or his daughter?
Hmm?
Laura was his wife or daughter?
Daughter.
Daughter.
He was named after Laura.
Oh, okay.
Tribute to their distance.
Yes.
There's practically nothing that he reports that is really true. And some of the letters he portrays, he says that Laura adored Douglas Miller, but she really didn't like Douglas Miller. But Laura had a habit of always, if somebody she thought didn't appreciate her, being particularly nice to them. And she thought that Douglas Miller was a little haughty and didn't have respect for her as a teacher. So she went out of her way to be nice to Douglas Miller. Well, Douglas Miller apparently told him that Laura adored him. The only things that are mostly correct are his conversations with Archie Drake. But were Archie Drake and Ron Holgate, I've always wanted to know more about. Archie, I know, was at the Seattle Opera. But Ron Holgate, I've never been finding anything about. And he gives Ron Holgate's history and how he sang in Europe.
Great.
where he got that, I don't know. And Conrad Schultz had a beautiful voice, was dumber than dumb could be. And he left suddenly, but I didn't think we knew why. And he says here that he got a call from God and became a minister. And I think he says that Laura said God gave him the wrong call or something like that. I didn't think Laura even knew about it.
Sounds more like something you might have said.
Well, it's all very weird. What are you trying to say?
What?
About?
Well, it's working.
Don't tell me you've been taking down all that.
Say it.
There we go. Found those two keys, and now it's recording now. If you want to stop, or again, just let go of the pause button.
And then you push, press the easy, how do you get it off?
Here's a stop button. Go down.
Yes.